yourself a merry little Christmas.
The focus is Christmas.
Caitlin Liang is among four friends who founded the nonprofit Sending Sunshine.
We've been asking the community to send us cards and letters, and they will send it to our P.O. box. We've enlisted a lot of high school students due to a volunteer program.
Caitlin and her three friends realized while their lives were impacted by COVID-19, seniors were hit especially hard. So the group hatched a plan to connect with over 250 long-term care homes through handwritten letters and cards. Marissa Parker says response to the heartwarming gesture has been overwhelming.
We've received over 77,000 cards from around the world, and over 7,000 students have signed up to be volunteer card writers. So the response has been really fantastic, and we're all just really, really thankful.
Marissa says even post-pandemic, there will always be a need for Sending Sunshine.
To create that connection with people living within these facilities. And so we have plans to keep expanding, to partner with even more facilities.
If you'd like to drop off a personalized Christmas card or note, visit their booth Saturday, December 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Port Credit Arena in Mississauga.
Cover me in sunshine. Shower me with good time.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.